The Fable. Luck. Only one person thought Catherine was the right choice to become CEO of Decision Tech, Inc. Luckily for her, that person was the chairman of the board. And so, less than a month after the previous chief executive had been removed, Catherine Peterson took the reins of a company that just 2 years earlier had been one of the most talked about, well-funded, and promising startup companies in the recent history of the Silicon Valley. She could not have known just how far from grace the company had fallen in such a short period of time, and what the next few months had in store for her. Part 1. Underachievement. Backstory. Decision Tech was located in Half Moon Bay, a foggy coastal farming town just over the hills from the San Francisco Bay. It was not technically part of the Silicon Valley, but the valley is not so much a geographical entity as a cultural one, and Decision Tech certainly fit within that world. It had the most experienced and expensive executive team imaginable, a seemingly indestructible business plan, and more top-tier investors than any young company could hope for. Even the most cautious venture firms were lining up to invest, and talented engineers were submitting their resumes before the company had leased an office. But that was almost 2 years earlier, which is a lifetime for a technology startup. After its first few euphoric months of existence, the company began experiencing a series of ongoing disappointments. Critical deadlines started to slip. A few key employees below the executive level unexpectedly left the company. Morale deteriorated gradually. All of this in spite of the considerable advantages that Decision Tech had amassed for itself. On the 2-year anniversary of the firm's founding, the board unanimously agreed to ask Jeff Shanley, the company's 37-year-old CEO and co-founder, to step down. He was offered the job of heading business development, and, to the surprise of his colleagues, he accepted the demotion, not wanting to walk away from a potentially huge payout should the company eventually go public. And even in the difficult economic climate of the valley, the company had every reason to go public. None of Decision Tech's 150 employees were shocked by Jeff's removal. While most of them seemed to like him well enough personally, they couldn't deny that under his leadership, the atmosphere within the company had become increasingly troubling. Backstabbing among the executives had become an art. There was no sense of unity or camaraderie on the team, which translated into a muted level of commitment. Everything seemed to take too long to get done, and even then, it never felt right. Some boards might have been more patient with a stumbling executive team. Decision Tech's was not. There was just too much at stake and too high a profile to watch the company waste away because of politics. Decision Tech had already developed a reputation within the valley for being one of the most political and unpleasant places to work, and the board couldn't tolerate that kind of press, especially when the future had looked so promising just a couple of years earlier. Someone had to be accountable for the mess, and Jeff was the man at the top. Everyone seemed relieved when the board announced the decision to remove him, until 3 weeks later, when Catherine was hired.